Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Community Games. Hi there, Joe Conley. I'm glad you're keeping the games up every year. I'm getting too old for the games. But Charlie and Fitzgerald and all the TDs would be very fit to play the games. Get them all together to meet one year by year as a team. What will I do with the community games? What will I do with the community games? If you haven't got a football, a ring will do. When you all the countries meet together for the gold, silver and bronze. What will you do with the community games? Basketball, hockey, swimming and drinking. Drafts and drama and throwing a bone arrow. I like throwing the bone arrow in the games, but I'm not fit enough to do that. But I would be good at the drama. I am brilliant at the drama, but I'm fit too old for that too. But I think I might be able to play with the drafts. A baby's game I'd be pretty good at. I sit down all day and play with my drafts. Day by night. Nothing else to do and keep my mind occupied. What will I do with the community games? Hi there, Joe Conley. How are you doing? I'm glad you are keeping the games up every year. Get Fitzgerald and Charlie and all the TDs to play once a year football. Two teams aside, and the best team will get into power. If not, I'll take over the government department. The community games. How's that?
Now, live from somewhere in Ireland, Buzzard Info presents The JL Show.
Starring Kian, Dean, Owen, Jimmy, Luke, Michael, and Shane. And now, please welcome Jimmy and Luke.
Get super tiring.
I have to sit so much of the time.
I have to learn off the poem.
The Fish by Elizabeth Bishop. I caught a tremendous fish and held him beside the boat, half out of water with my hook fast to the corner of his mouth. He didn't fight. He hadn't fought at all. His here and there, his skin hung like strips. His brown skin hung in strips like ancient wallpaper.
What's a first class say? French.
I don't know.
I don't like my guy.
It is English. Should I come in on some?
Do you mind my
there? How long are you going to be? I'll pause the podcast then. You know what? I won't. I'll leave it on. All right.
The Fish by Elizabeth Bishop. I caught a tremendous fish and held him beside the boat, half out of water with my hook fast in the corner of his mouth. He didn't fight. He hadn't fought at all. He hung a grunting weight, battered and venerable and homely. Here and there his brown skin hung in strips like ancient wallpaper. I thought of the coarse white flesh packed in like feathers. I looked into his eyes, yellowed. I admired his sullen face, and then I saw five big hooks grown firmly in his mouth, like medals with their ribbons, a five-haired beard of wisdom.
And he's back. You're back going... Achoo! So, today is Thursday. It is the
4th of December. This is possibly the worst December ever. Surprise exams. Our maths teacher told us yesterday that we have proper exams at the end of the month and that we have to study hard for them.
Yeah, he was definitely messing
with it. He wasn't.
You're lying.
No, I'm not lying. Ask someone else in the class. He said, ask Killian. He said, you have an exam. It's a 40-minute exam. You have to study for it. It's going on your report.
I know it's going on your report.
But that means that if I fail everything, which I would if I didn't study, which I wasn't planning on doing, it will be a problem because it'll come up in the... Anyway, it doesn't matter. I don't know whether I should come in on Sunday or not. I kind of want to, because I don't like being at home on Sunday because I have nothing to do.
Come in on Sunday?
Yeah, for the talent show rehearsal all day.
Oh, shit, I need to buy a ticket. I keep paying money.
Because I don't think they're going to run out anytime soon. I want to come in, but... what if I have, an English essay to write or something, then I won't be able to do it. I'll have to do it on Saturday. I don't know. I think I will. I got the form signed. Anyway. So... I'm going to ramble for a few minutes about some stuff been going on this week now. So, first of all, Sinister Six casting confirmation. This is one of DC's bullshit upcoming films that no one gives a shit about. But now it has exciting casting, official casting. We got Will Smith, Margot Robbie, we got your man, that guy no one likes, Jai Courtney.
Here, I have a question.
Yeah.
If it's 3.5 to 4.5, 4.5 to 5.5, where does 4.50 go? Is this column or that column? To the...
Oh,
I guess this one.
I guess that one, yeah. That's kind of stupid. I think that's inaccurate, anyway.
No, there's a thing down there. I don't really understand it. To explain that.
Right. And, so we got Will Smith, Margot Robbie, Jai Courtney, we got Tom Hardy, and most excitingly of all, we have got Jared Leto as the Joker. Boom. That's the noise I make. Jared Leto, of course, Oscar winner, Academy Award winner, Jared Leto. Excellent actor. He is now going to be playing the Joker in this film, and I think that's a very good piece of casting. I think he could be very good, but he won't be Heath Ledger good, but he will be Jared Leto good. Okay, Sinister Six casting confirmation. Getting a lot of excitement here in the Jimmy and Luke Show studio. Next up, we've got another exciting bit of news, which is I don't know. Well, the Bond announcement is today. So today at 11 a.m., in 2 hours and 33 minutes from now, at Pinewood, they have a live stream event where they will be announcing the title and cast and other information of the new James Bond film, which is released in next October. Although, they haven't started shooting yet. I don't know how it can be out next October. I guess they work fast on those films, but yeah... I guess it'll be out next October, but maybe later. But anyway, they're announcing... That's when it's set for. They're announcing the title today. Much speculation as to what it could be. Of course, they've run out of Ian Fleming titles now. Skyfall was just made up, so this one will most likely be made up too. Who knows
what... They make up their film names. Never would have thought of that.
Well, because for the last 51 years, they haven't been. They've been taking the names from books, and now they're just making them up.
Is Daniel Craig meant to be every other Bond? But, is he meant to be the... who's the original Bond again?
Sean Connery. Sean Connery is the original Bond, so...
The guy from Mamma Mia.
Pierce Brosnan. How is he the original Bond?
Are they meant to be the same character?
Yeah, they're all James Bond. But some people speculated that they're going to reveal at some point that it's not a one guy, it's like a position, and James Bond is just like a code name or something. I don't know about that.
No, that's not going to do that.
Yeah, they're not. Because in Skyfall, they had this whole thing about his parents and stuff, so I don't think they're going to do that. But anyway, Bond 24, rumored casting, Christoph Waltz as Blofeld, one of the classic villains. We've got Léa Seydoux is going to be in it. And Dave Bautista from Guardians of the Galaxy is going to be in it as an evil henchman with an important role. So so we can all be excited about that.
So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I am interested.
So that announcement's at 11 a.m. today. And
are you going to get a tweet about it?
I will. I'm going to get a tweet about it. Several tweets about it. It is amusing because...
How many people do you follow on Twitter?
Well, I follow 10,000 people on Twitter, but I don't have notifications for all those. I have notifications for, I don't know what, probably like, you know. I don't know, because I get about probably 200 messages.
So if you were to follow someone now, would you get tweets from them?
By text?
Yeah.
No, you turn that on. I only turn it on for ones I want to get texts, which is major film news tweeting accounts and people I know in person who I want to stalk. So, and there's some like funny comedy accounts that I like getting texts from during the day that cheer me up, like the Homo Erectus account, and yeah. And also there's dates in movies which tweet what happened on this day in fictional cinema. But anyway. It is amusing, though, because it's very rare that a film announcement event thing is actually conveniently timed for Ireland, and this Bond thing is, and all the Americans have to stay up till 3 a.m. to watch it, which is great, and yet I cannot access it because I have no internet here. Yay! Anyway. What else is there this week?
The Christmas Orgy Guide should be out. Yeah, it should be out.
Are they going to show Home Alone every day of the week?
Oh, I don't know. The last 2 years, what we've done is James and I have done an episode where we've just sat here going through the Christmas Orgy Guide, but it's always kind of depressing.
He sounds depressing.
We have to do a bunch of episodes, actually. We have to do an episode for Christmas Eve, we have to do an episode for Christmas Day, and we have to do an episode for New Year's Eve, so just so you know that. We record them all in advance. Fuck. Are we even going to have time? Well, I guess that's not that hard. We don't normally do one on Christmas Eve, but I kind of want to do one so I can play I Love Christmas Eve from Santa. And the Present Pirates, are you the person who was...
Yes.
Yes. Love that song. It's Christmas Eve, across the world.
All the DVD. Where's the DVD?
CD.
No, the DVD.
What? There's a DVD.
No, there probably isn't, but I want
that. Oh, right. Got my hopes up there, Owen. I just thought there was a DVD. You're all excited with a DVD. Alright.
Hey, how is this whole question right for me?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the community game. I don't think we do it. We've never played that on the podcast.
Yeah, we have.
No, we haven't. I played it to you guys. I haven't played it on the podcast.
I'm sure we have.
That song is officially going at the start of this episode now. Let me read a quote from the greatest novel ever written.
Star Wars, right?
A long time ago. You know, I'm going to skip to the middle of the book. It'll be funnier. Alright, let's read a chapter. Obi-Wan shut down his transmitter. Take Jango Fett into custody, right? He looked out at the torrents of rain pouring down just outside the protective canopy of his ship and sighed. Then he pulled up his hood and opened the ship. Quietly, he slipped back into Tipoca City. The Force let him sense and avoid the various people in the corridors, and he reached Jango Fett's apartment without incident. To his surprise, the door slid open at his touch, and he knew at once what he would find inside. The rooms were no longer neat and well-organized. Empty drawers hung open, and the few personal items had vanished. I knew he was ready to leave fast, but I didn't realize he could leave this fast. They couldn't have been gone long. It hadn't been that... since Obi-Wan had left them. He checked the wall computer and quickly tracked down the landing platform where Fett kept his ship. Slave One. What an appropriate name for a bounty hunter's ship, he thought. When he read the platform listings, the ship was still there. Obi-Wan took just enough time to call up a map and find a short...
and find the shortest route to the platform. Then he left the apartment at a run. The two Fets were still loading their ship when he arrived. Django was handing crates up to Boba. In his silver gold body armor and jetpack, he was clearly the same man who had killed the assassin outside the nightclub. He had his back to the door, and Obi-Wan charged forward into the rain, hoping to surprise him. But the boy saw him coming and shouted, "Dad!" Django Fett drew his blaster as he turned. Obi-Wan pulled out his lightsaber just in time to deflect the blast. By then, he was almost on top of Fett, and he swung the lightsaber. "Boba, get on board!" Django shouted and triggered his rockets. He shot up into the air, avoiding Obi-Wan's blow. Obi-Wan spun as Django flew up. Isn't Django the son? So why is Django fighting Obi-Wan?
No, sorry, Django's the dad and Boba's the son.
That doesn't make any sense, because isn't Django Fett the guy in... Oh no, it's Boba, alright.
Boba is the green guy.
Boba's the guy in the original trilogy, okay.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan spun as Django flew over his head and landed behind him. The bounty hunter circled, firing toxic darts. Obi-Wan deflected them. This just makes you realize just how shit Attack of the Clones is.
That was a pretty good movie.
So, oh, I really like Attack of the Clones, but, you know.
I thought every Star Wars movie was a good movie.
No, Ethan.
No?
Ethan, yeah, right here.
I thought this was recording.
No!
Rebel. I have nothing else to do on
Rebel.
This
Rebel, sorry. Sorry, Rebel.
Will you read some of this out? Read some of this out, man.
Oh.
Oh, come on, it's so funny. Read this page out. The funny voice.
No.
Please.
No.
Entertain us.
You were rooting for me yesterday.
I know I was.
I probably called a mistake for that one,
maybe. You probably called what?
I probably called a mistake for that one.
Yeah.
I managed to fall asleep listening to the show, which is not so easy.
Comrade.
We're reading Attack of the Clones movie novelization.
Jack of the Dale is here.
Quality literature. What?
Mine, Owen, and Jack today. Yes.
Yeah.
I do what I want.
The same thing.
I do what I want.
Owen, why are you wearing a different jacket?
Why are you wearing a blue shirt?
Oh.
Why are you wearing a blue jacket?
I wear what I want.
Ian, who are you going to talk to at the careers? Oh no. You're going to not be there.
NOL.
Okay, good. What did, what'll I do on Sunday if I come in? Is there anyone else going to be in on Sunday? I wish Mikkel would come in.
He might if he does it.
A long time ago. Oh, he's not going to be in the talent show, but he can still come in and help out with shit. I'm going to suggest it to him. He won't. A long time ago in the galaxy far, far away, a galaxy is undermined. An army emerges, a love is forbidden, a dark turn approaches, the saga continues.
See, this is what I mean. I mean, remember I said a few weeks ago that you were going to be like, Star Wars sucks. This release plot details are terrible.
I'm not saying that.
I like, you're doing the exact same thing now. You're like, Clone Wars is shit, and yet you're still reading
Attack
the book.
Attack of the Clones.
Where did you even get that book?
I bought it when the movie came out because I fucking love Star Wars. You know what I did? I got it in a charity shop for about €2 about a year ago. I got the whole collection.
You got the whole collection?
I got the whole collection. I have Phantom Menace and Sith as well. I just can't find them. I would have brought in Phantom Menace, but I couldn't, because it has all the Jar Jar Binks and I couldn't find it. Where's my mask?
I really hope Jar Jar Binks makes a return.
The actor died, so.
But he was the best character in it.
Yeah, he was. Oh. Hate Jar Jar Binks.
No, why?
Because he's a great fucking. He's annoying. He's not funny, and he's a racist stereotype.
Shit.
Oh, exciting stuff. Duel of the Fates. Star Wars.
Can you find your copy?
No. You have to use this one. Oh, I love Star Wars.
What are you doing now?
What?
because I didn't have time last night because I had to go to that crowd.
But like,
actually, I actually had custard water in my coffee. Fuck!
You up?
This is a problem. Anyway, that's a problem. I had question one done on my copy. I need a third person here who can talk on the podcast right now to entertain the listeners.
I'll take the podcast in a second.
All right. Thought it was something interesting. Tell a funny story from your life. Or we can just continue to talk about Peter Pan alive.
No.
That. First year.
Me and Ketter, one of our favorite show happened.
All right.
But I ain't taking over anything.
There you are. You're hosting our podcast today.
You're the new host.
The new host of the podcast.
Don't feel like it.
I'll pay you €3 a week. Ad revenue.
Although my budget is in the state of breaking down, I still want to accept the offer.
The JL Show, brought to you by Netflix. Get Netflix for only $6.99 a month.
And
get top shows like House of Cards or BoJack Horseman.
No. Comrade.
The JL Show, brought to you by Netflix.
No, no one gives a fuck.
Well, we are, so we should say it.
This guy wrote all, excuse me, but he only knew Irene.
Read out some funny
hands. Hell no, you, God bless you. What the fuck? Anyway, he might come back for his copy.
Eda
sticker
and
stuff.
Live.
Kalarinathu.
Palme er aus.
Or Kalarinathu, but that er aus.
Rinne Stauder, Billy Holiday, Le Catbeat Mod.
Oh, Rinne A. Shin, you're going to get him a chance to social.
Don't spit it or it'll be all fuzzy.
Sashin and Kush, Rinne A. Simple A.
Dear God, bloody children. The Frozen Fever short film starring the stars of Frozen is going to be screening before Disney's Cinderella in March. Isn't
how
that
going to be?
It's going to be like, I don't know, 4 minutes
long. I watched the video again in French and it was brilliant. I like it. I love it. It's brilliant.
It's rough. I hate letting it go. I like Frozen. I hate that song and I hate
those brilliant. Videos. That song is great in French.
It's a terrible song in English.
Ooh, maybe I should translate it into Irish.
Yeah, you could. I'm sure they've done it. Calaste Lergon. So just a question that generated this data.
I see our poster hasn't gone up yet. What the hell is that about?
I mean, there's a space for it. He just hasn't got it framed yet, I guess. He has to print off the photo, and then he has to frame
it.
What if he frames it at my little signature LW? He always puts it up really, really late.
Well, I'll ask him.
Dude.
He'd probably be like, what are you talking about? He was into a play last year. I was like, yeah, we did. It's like, no, you didn't. Like, you videoed it. I have no video edit.
How long has it been since you watched Lost?
A while. I got bored of it.
How would you get bored of Lost?
Well,
you have to keep going because if there's a boring episode or two, it'll get better soon. Lost is the greatest TV show of all time. Bro. One, two, three, four, five. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 45 students. Exciting stuff. There was some exciting Fair City news yesterday.
Oh, do elaborate.
Guess who's coming back at Christmas?
Nicola! Oh my god.
I don't know.
See that Russian one?
No. That was a Yostevev, and she left after two episodes. Nicola is Paul's ex-wife. She hasn't been on the show in about 15 years. She was one of the main characters. I've never seen her on it, because I've only watched her for 3 years, but she's coming back in...
There has to be a way to get those first episodes.
Why would you want them? The first episode, yeah. The first episode.
Just fine. The second episode.
Why would you want to? It's shit. It's all continuous. There's no continuity in the show. I mean, you wouldn't watch SpongeBob from beginning to end in order.
It's a cartoon.
Yeah, and Fear City may as well be a cartoon.
You're fine. I have very strict rules when I'm watching shows.
Oh, Fear City's so bad.
I don't know why it's not, you watch it 3 times a week.
Anyway, Nicola's coming back on Christmas, and it's going to be a huge storyline. There's going to be a gas leak in the station, which has tragic consequences for one character.
What was the show? It was like
Yvonne murders Jack.
I don't care about who Yvonne is. I don't know who Jack is.
Jack is a 3-year-old child, and he's the son of Yvonne's arch nemesis, Carol. And Yvonne is out to get Carol.
What was the show? Was it Coronation Street? It was a couple years ago. There was a big fire and
Fair City had a big fire. And so did EastEnders. They all have big fires.
I knew it was a really big deal with this fire.
It was like, probably the EastEnders one. I don't watch it, but I read about it. Find the mode of the guy.
I remember watching that episode because it was really good.
What's the mode? The one that occurs most often.
So you get the first episode of EastEnders.
I doubt it very much, but you're more likely to than with Fair City.
Or on Coronation Street.
No, Coronation Street started in like 1949. How could you get the first episode of that? There was no recording back then. Don't hold me to that. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, because I don't believe that, because it definitely was recording if it existed.
We'll see. We'll all see.
It would say 1949.
Yeah, no, it's probably like 1958 or something.
Yeah, because in 48 they had cameras.
In
48 they had recording cameras. They had
shitty black and white. They had recording cameras to record the show, but I don't think they had recording equipment to record the show. I don't know what to talk about. What was I going to say? What was I just about to say? Coronation Street, 1949. Starting.
What are our first three?
English, Irish, French.
Woo!
The end of the year is upon us. I have to do my best films of the year list next week as soon as I've seen The Hibbit. And it's tough. It's a tough one. Right now, my top five, what are they? Interstellar, Boyhood.
Boyhood.
Which one?
Boyhood.
Oh, Boyhood's wonderful. Yeah, it's a wonderful.
How did you do in the box office?
Well, it was an independent release, so it... Hey, Johnny! Welcome back!
So, what are we talking about?
Well, I'll tell you what we were doing earlier, which was super fun. Attack of the Clones, official.
Best possible ever.
Are you excited for the careers fair?
No, not really.
Can't wait to talk to all of the herbologists and the architects.
Botanists.
I talked to a herbologist last year. She had no one talk to her the entire time except for me. I was like, tell me about your plants. She was like, I shall. She went off like half an hour. I'm like, no, shut up.
No, I didn't mean it.
I want to go talk to the guards.
Okay. So what are you interested in these days?
Star Wars.
So I'm like, yeah. Not what I meant, but sure, okay.
At 11 a.m. today, they're announcing the title of the next James Bond film.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Exciting. They're having a whole press conference to do it.
You're going to have to tell me this.
I will.
I'm going to get
SMS notifications when it happens. I'll be sure to tell you if I see you.
Right.
I don't know. I can't imagine what it'll be. They have to make all the titles up now. So.
Yeah.
It'll be...
That's
Sea Rise.
Sea Rise. Skyfall.
Skyfall, Sea Rise.
Sea Rise.
Imagine how much cooler that would be if it was double-sided.
Oh.
Have you seen the...
Is that not a gun?
The internet, right?
Huh?
That blew up all over 9 guy.
What do you mean if it was double-sided? Is that not a gun?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's something double-sided. You haven't seen the George Lucas's special edition version of the trailer for Episode 7 where the guy gets up a lightsaber and then it just goes up to a double lightsaber. Because George Lucas's special edition...
Has he had any say in the film?
He's like an executive producer. He doesn't know. He sold the rights, so he's fucked now. I mean, he's rich. He's living in his house. He doesn't need to do anything else.
He probably sold it for like $2 billion.
Oh, he sold it for $2 billion.
Yeah. He sold it for many money.
He sold it for $2 billion to Disney, and he got, yeah, I mean, he's already worth billions of dollars, but, you know, now he's worth more.
Disney are going to make
it. Oh, they are.
They're going to make no money out of it,
right? They're going to make shite out of it, to be honest. Oh, wait, they already are.
Don't leave again. Don't leave again. You learned the fish.
Who's making the, Star Wars kind of cartoon thing?
Rebels.
Yeah.
That's on Disney XD, so Disney are making it.
That's a Lego.
Yeah, they've already made a shite of it.
There's a Lego one. There's a pack of the Clone Wars.
I haven't seen. There's the Clone Wars, which I never watched. And now there's Rebels, which I'm never going to watch. I know that Simon Kinberg, the showrunner is Simon Kinberg, who writes the X-Men movies, and he's an okay guy, but, like, it just looks boring. And it's a cartoon. I don't have time for cartoons.
All right, well, goodbye.
Thank
everyone
you for
on
your
the internet.
Appearance.
And I shall leave and be back in about 10 more episodes.
Yay, bye. Okay.
I can't tell if this is lost quality or is it a bad quality to begin with.
What?
Never mind.
Lost quality.
Hearing in the recording.
What are you saying about quality? Are you insulting my quality? Fuck you, Owen. Oh, look at all the maths homework I've done. I get so depressed when I hear that noise. Thank you for listening to episode 152 of the JL Show. We'll be back with 153 next week. This is the one yesterday I threw out. It was 3 minutes long. It was garbage. This is 152. We'll be back with 153 later in the week or next week. And then I'll be going to London and we'll be having shows live from London, at least one. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, Skype episodes.
Yeah, Google.
Okay, I look forward to it.
And then Christmas. So see you there. Goodbye.
Hello, welcome back to the JL Show. I'm here with Owen, and we've got this little extra additional bit because the James Bond announcement has been made. The movie is called Spectre. S-P-E-C-T-R-E. Spectre. And we have confirmation that Dave Bautista has joined the cast of the film, also Andrew Scott. And Dave Bautista will be playing a character called Mr. Hinks. Mr. Hinks. And Monica Bellucci. Kian,
they've just announced the name of the next James Bond film. You want to guess what it is?
What is it?
Spectre.
Mama.
Spectre. Spectre.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Spectre is the name of the film.
And what's your name?
And we have more breaking updates now. Okay, breaking news. Christoph Waltz confirmed as a character called Oberhauser. Are you excited about Spectre with Oberhauser? As I said, Lea Seydoux confirmed along with whatever that other woman was called with her weird name. Marina Borici or something. We'll leave this on now for 30 seconds, see if there's any more updates, and then I'll turn it off. So, it's really annoying that I can't read the list and do the recording at the same time. Wait, let's go. So we've got Monica Bellucci, Lea Seydoux, Dave Bautista, Christoph Waltz, Daniel Craig, Andrew Scott, and I believe that's the end of the announcement. That's the end of the announcement. November 6th is the US release date for the film that will be out here at the end of October. That is interesting. You can all look forward to Spectre next year. I'm going to go home and make a movie taco cover for it right now and change the category on Buzz Hub. Thank you for listening to this video. I'll show you back very soon with more. See you then. Goodbye.